This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today and joining us here on WGOD Radio. For more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. That's our web page on there. So more information on there. There's also a page on there that says discuss today's broadcast. I encourage you to go there. Leave a comment on there. Whatever it is you think about this message, whatever it is the Lord's put on your heart, some words of encouragement or something, some insight into this text, I'd love to hear. Once again, WGODradio.com, and click on the link there that says discuss today's broadcast. We're on Facebook as well by going to WGOD Radio. These programs, these podcasts, as we're teaching in the book of Acts, are uploaded as soon as they're recorded. Now, speaking of the book of Acts, you are invited out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock as we are starting chapter 2 in the book of Acts. We'd love to see you. You are welcome. Island Community Church, if you live here in the area, is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet 6 o'clock tonight. It's Wednesday night from 6 to 7. I promise to wrap it up by 5 minutes after 7. It's open for questions. I got the blackboard out there. We'd love to see you. I invite you to come out to Island. Now, this is part 3 of this message. Looks like it's probably going to air all week. It's entitled The Mystery of Iniquity. It's a revelation the Lord's given me on this text here in 2 Thessalonians 2. It says the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Well, if it's already at work, what's it doing? That's what this message is. We're looking at what it's doing. This thing is a spirit that's infecting people, especially Christians. Satan already owns unbelievers in his back pocket. It's you, my friend, that's got the bullseye on you. That's what we're looking at. How can you tell you've been infected with this spirit if, in fact, that's what it is? This is part 3 now of this message, The Mystery of Iniquity.
Friends, this country has exchanged holiness for tolerance in order to get along. Am I right? Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Hebrews 12:14, pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no man will see the Lord. Holiness. The Episcopal Church has elected a bishop, the head Christian man, to rule a district and lead them into the ways of God, who left his wife and moved in with his boyfriend. And the two lived together for 10 years until they sanctified gay marriage, and then he married him. And he's the head of the church. Now, of course, since that's happened, if you allow marriage, you got to allow divorce, and he's divorced his husband. And with that in mind, you're on either side of the fence. You're on either side of the fence when what I said penetrates your ears and into your heart. Outrage because of outright ungodliness and wanton sin and the egg that's on God's face? Or to each his own? Now, which one of these two describes you? Outrage Was this your best 4th of July ever? Am I the only one 50 years old in here? Was this your best 4th of July? Outrage? Or to each his own, this is a free country. This bishop was born this way. God is love. It's not hurting anyone. And you're just a fundamental Christian. Are you mad at me because I say that? Or are you mad at sin that's running rampant in this country? Which side of the fence are you on? If you fall under category number 2, then you're infected with a spirit of lawlessness and you don't know it. Or perhaps you do know it and you don't care. If that's you, if you know it and you don't care, Pastor Paul Esposito makes you a promise today. If you know it and you don't care, I promise you, if you're alive to see it, you will take the mark of the beast at the end of this age. That's my promise to you. If you don't give a rip about everything that's going on here to the kingdom of God and the egg that's on God's face, if you don't care about that now, you will take the mark of the beast if you're alive, if you don't slip on a banana peel between now and then. You'll take it and you won't care. If you don't care now, why are you going to care then? Are you upset over what you see that's going on? Third symptom, intolerance. That is, intolerance of God, intolerance of the Bible, intolerance of Jesus Christ, and intolerance of righteousness. We see this one among unbelievers for the most part. Though I've run into a lot of Christians too intolerant of these things. Intolerant of God, intolerant of the Bible, intolerant of Jesus Christ, intolerant of righteousness. I call this spiritual condition devolution. D-E-V-I-L. Devolution. Or to devolve instead of evolving. Right? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That'll evolve you. Make you more and more into the image of Jesus Christ every day. Here you've got the opposite of that, devolution. To devolve. You see, where God stays the same, his righteousness and his righteous standards remain the same, and we as a nation slip into debauchery. And God's standards seem so far away and so unattainable. And then when you get there, that's when you shake the old proverbial angry fist at God and tell him to get out of your lives, to get out of your schools, to get out of the Constitution, to get out of the laws, out of our laws. Do you see that happening today? Back to this point, intolerance. A, intolerance of God. Do we not see the spirit of iniquity working among us today? Can't you see it from God's perspective now? As he opens our eyes to understand. See, this is a spiritual mystery, just like all the others. There's something's going on. You just can't see it. It's the spirit. It's infecting people. I'm showing you how you can recognize it in yourself or in somebody else. Look at the intolerance of God in this country. 10 commandments. Get them out. Okay, 10 commandments. Look at this one. News flash. Montgomery, Alabama. Alabama's Judicial Ethics Panel. Get this word. Let me put my glasses on for this. Listen to this. Hot off the press. Montgomery, Alabama. Alabama's Judicial Ethics Panel removed Chief Justice Roy Moore from office on Thursday for defying a federal judge order to remove the Ten Commandments monument from the state Supreme Court building. How you like that? Ethics. The country says the ethical thing is to remove God out of the courtroom. the ethics. See, these people are infected. We say they're crazy, but these people need help to get here. You need help to get into this spiritual condition. Me and this Roy, not more, many times sit out here and talk about another court that says you got to remove the Ten Commandments because if people see them, they might be liable to keep them. You need help to get there. You've received help. Someone has helped you, and he's invisible. You can't see him. I'm here today to help shine the light of truth on him. People have gotten help to get to that position. If you think it's evil to say, do not murder, honor your mother and father, love God, love the Lord, love your neighbor, is evil, you've got help to get to that position. Someone's helped you. I'm here to help you today to get back to the other side. And everyone that hears this on the radio and the podcast, I'm here to help you today to open up your eyes. You've been deceived. And you're in good company. The question is, are you going to do something about it? Ten Commandments out of the courtroom. In God we trust. Let's take them off of the money. Remember that lawsuit a couple years ago? Michael Newdow, the atheist, demands God be taken off the money. So help me God, your oaths offend me. Let's take them out of the oath. One nation under God. Don't make my kids say that. It's unconstitutional. People sue, remove the words, and separation of church and state. Why? Because people have got help to do this. Satan's helped them. Are you offended at that? In God we trust? Newsflash. If you support this and these changes that are transforming the United States, then you are infected with the spirit of lawlessness, and you don't know it. And indeed, you are being transformed. But you're being transformed by the wrong spirit. Transformed into an ineffective, lukewarm Christian that's been forcibly removed from the front lines and is no longer useful to the master or is useless to the master. And I ask you the question today, whose Rolodex are you on? I like to say here in this church, I ask the question, are you on God's Rolodex? God's heavenly Rolodex, as if he needed one. When he's got a job to do in Rockledge, and that's where you live, is your name on God's Rolodex? Or are you a sourpuss and your name is on Satan's? And you can darken any room by walking into it. Whose Rolodex are you on today? Do people think of Jesus when they see you? Like you. God bless you. It's probably why people hate you sometimes. You're in good company. If they hate you, they hated me first, Jesus said. You're in good company. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.